Carrier Theodore Roosevelt will be tested for COVID-19. TR will pull into Guam soon.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views, folks, brought to you now by Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. I just want to say a very happy birthday. I was thinking about you while washing my hands for 20 seconds or more. Happy birthday to CC Cole. I won't give away how young you are, CC, but happy birthday to you, sir, and thank you to you, your whole family, the whole team at Cole Plumbing for being a great sponsor here of News Talk, of News and Views, in this hour of News and Views. Let's go to the phones real quick. 272-9228. Anonymous, welcome to the program.
Okay, Joey. I get most of my information from you and everybody else on News Talk. And I just actually wanted to say more than, and I guess I want to ask a question as well.
All right.
Yesterday, I was not feeling well. My job of the place where I work, they are still open, even though they had a case of the coronavirus there. I work on a separate part of the area, but anyways, they had somebody that tested positive for it, but they stayed open. Our side did. Yesterday I was not feeling well, and I went to just a little doc in the box. I was told that I had an upper respiratory infection and bronchitis. Got some shots. Woke up this morning, and for the line of work that I do, I have to wear a respirator. When I put that thing on, I mean, it was hard for me to breathe even before.
Right.
I feel worse today than I did yesterday. And this, I've had the flu before, and this feels like about the worst flu that I've ever had. Now, here's the problem. They sent me home today, and I was told that I had to get a coronavirus test. But the thing is, I called Baptist, and what they do is they give you a number.
Right.
You call that number, and they ask you your symptoms, and they tell you that they will call you back in 7 to 14 days if you are someone that the CDC seems like they need to even test. Now, my issue is how, if other people are going to be affected like I am right now, how am I supposed to get back to work if they decide that they don't want to even test me? And so now I'm terrified because, I mean, I've got rent. I've got, right. I mean, just like everybody else. I mean, what's going on? What can we do right now?
Have you gotten back in touch with your company since you found this out from Baptist?
No, I haven't. The HR department is actually not open.
Oh, good Lord. I would say just on a personal, person-to-person level here, you need to stay home. It sounds like you have it. I don't know about your business, man. I think what's coming out is what some of these bills have been passed are to help folks like yourself in that situation. What I'm sitting here, and you can hear the worry in my voice now that you've told your story, is how quick does that come? Because rent's due here in just a few days.
Yeah.
I'll just be blunt. I wish I had something to give you solace, but all I can say is stay home, try to get in touch with maybe a person at work, a boss, somebody like that, and just tell them, hey, this is what Baptist told me. I do? Just
it's
only
just,
thing
it's
I can just
so unfortunate.
Is,
they're making it so. What I'm the point that I'm trying to make is they're making it so difficult for. I mean, who can wait 14 days to even get a phone call back and then wait an additional week to know. I mean, that's a month. I don't know many people that can go a month without paying their bills. Even a stimulus package isn't going to pay my rent's $1,200 a month.
Right.
I'm terrified, man. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry about this, man. I'll try to reach out to some folks. Off the top of my head, I just have to be honest with you. I don't know what to do either, other than stay home. Open communication would be the best policy. If you can get in touch with a boss or a supervisor, tell them what's going on. And then I'll see what I can do looking at resources. I'm looking at that MGM Ready site right now. And that's one thing the federal government has not done the greatest job with is how quickly are things like paid leave going to come online here. So I don't have an answer for you right here, and I apologize for that.
No, it's good. I guess I really just needed somebody to vent to because I'm terrified, and on top of that, I'm an alcoholic, and it's making it really difficult to stay sober right now.
I hear you. Well, I would say this, is that it can be very stressful. I'm somebody who prides myself on always paying bills on time, these sorts of things.
I do, too.
It's not the worst thing in the world, though, if you have a little perspective, that if you can't this time, a lot of people, a lot of banks, a lot of places are understanding. So if it comes to that, you'll be able to pick up the pieces later. But right now, the best thing for you is to stay healthy. Healthy in the sense of you're dealing with this disease now, but also healthy in the sense that keep your head screwed on right. And if you have a sponsor, call them, talk to them, get the help you need, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time, Joey.
You always call here, too. Call again.
Yeah, always.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that breaks my heart, folks. 272-9228. Let me hit a couple more ads here. We got to pay for the show. I'll come back to William others after this. 272-9228.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. 4-year-old Evelyn Beatty Sides was last seen in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 yesterday. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the first Alabama death related to the coronavirus. The Jackson County Commission says the patient was a part-time employee at the Jackson County Courthouse. Officials say the patient had underlying health problems and died at an out-of-state facility. And Baptist health officials say they've tested 221 people across their three hospitals for coronavirus. This is in addition to the 368 tests that have been performed at the drive-through clinics in Montgomery and Prattville. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I can't play with you no more.
272-9228.
I don't know how I'm gonna do what mama told me. My friend, the boy next door.
My heart goes out to Anonymous. Yeah, I was just checking these websites. The utility companies are promising they're not going to cut off any service. If there are certain things you can't pay, get in contact with utility companies, get in contact with your employer, especially, and I've not talked about this much on air, but if you are dealing with some sort of addiction, any sort of psychological or mental health issues, especially with alcoholics, get in touch with your sponsor. Communication is key here in moments like this. I wish I could give you specifics about paid leave with some of these bills passed, but that has to do with specific employers, so I, without knowing more about the situation, I don't know what I could do there or what can be done there. But folks are sort of forgiving lapses on payments, and you know, I hate missing a bill, and I know Anonymous does too. But you got to do what's right for you and realize there the sun will shine a few days later. If it'll feel like a long time, but take your time, look out for your health first, and we'll solve this in the long run. Let's go to the phones, talk to William. Hey, William.
Hmm. Yeah, that poor guy, I feel sorry for him. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Me too.
That's why they need to help the stimulus. They need to pass it. Have they passed it yet?
They passed it out of the Senate, and Pelosi was giving signals earlier today that she's going to pass it too.
I hope so, because you remember, 12 years ago when they bailed out the bankers, $700 billion? Dollars.
Yeah.
That was taxpayers' money. They helped them. Need the help of people.
Yes, sir.
But, I don't know. I'm still working, thank God, too. And, I'm just laying low, you know, trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the isolate and lay low, like you said. And, do you mind me asking what type of work you do?
Break shoe plant in Prattville.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're still going. We're working overtime, and but I heard the mighty Waffle fell. They closed all their doors.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading that in the paper. That's a shocker, isn't it?
I could have swore I saw one on my way to work that was still open, but maybe I'm wrong.
Uh huh. Yeah, I know. That's something when they shut down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I guess that's all I have to say. I just hope to get this thing passed Well, okay, well, thank you.
Appreciate it, William. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Mark C. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this the Mark C. that sends me all sorts of stuff?
No.
No, okay, different Mark C. then. But how are you doing?
Well, it depends on what they're sending. I'm not going to miss nothing.
No, it's very helpful. I was going to thank you if you're that guy.
Yeah, but with that caller anonymous, I mean, you touched on the utilities. I mean, he might want to go to where he pays rent to. And, you know, people are really being compassionate at this time with what we're all going through. Another thing you might look at if he can get in touch with the HR is sick leave. And, of course, you can burn that up. But a lot of companies will allow people to contribute their sick leave to others. Like I said, there's a lot of people that their compassion's really coming out during this time to help others.
Right.
So there's several different ways you can go with that. It's not a hopeless situation, but I totally agree with you. He needs to reach out to his sponsor and, you know, make sure he doesn't, you know, fall backwards in that aspect.
All right. Good points. And that's where it's good to open communication, whatever the situation, is always key, and just be forthright.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Carl.
Hey, Carl. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm from the herb shop. You probably know me.
Yes.
I heard you talking about the coronavirus test kit, and we do a variety of different testings. I work with different labs, and one of my labs is looking for confirmed cases to do some testing for their immediate family and to be able to get their test kits FDA approved, but they need some volunteers on a confirmed case. If callers want to reach me out to me at the herb shop, I can forward that information to them.
Absolutely. So they just need to look up the information for the herb shop. And what's that number?
It's 271-2882.
271-2882.
Right. Or herbshopwellness@gmail.com.
And this is sort of they need volunteers who think have it to confirm these tests?
Well, they need someone that's been confirmed through American, through this, what's happening now. And their immediate family could be tested as a trial for their protocol to see if their test kits match the other test kits. That way they could be tested free. I have another lab, but they're charging $175 for that test. So I have another lab, but it's very expensive. But if somebody really has to know that there's a way to get that answer, the kits would be overnighted to the person, and then they would do a nasal swab and then the test kit back to the lab. And the lab's in Austin, Texas.
Okay. Well, Carl, I appreciate you putting this out there to folks. Again, folks, that's 271-2882. You can look up the herb shop online, too. Carl's one of our great hosts here on the weekend on News Talk.
And listen to the show on Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir. Well, Carl, good hearing from you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
272-9228. Yeah, that's just heartbreaking. You know, we are turning a corner here, folks. We are bringing American ingenuity to bear, technological issues that really, it's a matter of production, it's a matter of creating these tests, it's a matter of getting enough ventilators, enough PPE and personal protective equipment. It is also a matter of us reaching out on an individual basis. That's what I think often falls by the wayside. It has to be initiative by family members, friends here, and coworkers. There are a lot of people giving up some of their salary to help people in their company, taking pay cuts voluntarily. There are other folks who are willing to give up. I was just talking to a family member. You know, people gave up all their paid days off, whether vacation or sick leave, and donated it to other people in the company. So if you're having trouble, I'd say reach out to your company. Also, 211 is a great resource. That's Hands-On River Region's 211 program. They can connect you maybe with some services that help you in this time of need. We can get through this together, but it's got to be an individual basis. You got to take the initiative. If you see somebody in need, you know somebody in need, take the initiative. Or if you are the one in trouble, be sure to reach out. Don't feel like you're alone here. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric. How are you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I heard Anonymous's phone call.
Yes.
So I emailed the governor's office. And I think everyone that's listening ought to email the governor's office and the health department and really get on to them about running these tests, because there are plenty of tests. They're just not doing it, and they're setting up standards that are too strict.
Right, and that's not the first person I've heard who's been sent home or has to stay home, and the business wants them to get a test, and they can't get the test. So you're absolutely right.
A friend of mine in Chambers County was tested, and the test was run last Saturday, and he didn't find out until yesterday that he was positive. And it's really slow turnaround, and they just need to begin to speed things up and really get an idea of who has and who doesn't, so we can get a handle on this and, you know, prevent it from spreading and isolate the people that have it away from people that don't, so we can function as a society and do it safely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to get more on top of this. And some of it is making sure the people in charge, so to speak, know how much this is a problem on just a personal basis, on trying to make ends meet. But then some of this is just a matter of it has to be produced. It's a practical problem that has to be solved by pretty skilled people. And I'm hoping it'll be sooner than later that we actually have more tests available.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to throw that out there, and hopefully other people will begin to start contacting some of these officials and light a fire under them. Because
yes, sir.
It's really important, and there's going to be a lot of people affected by it.
Well, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, bye. 272-9228, folks. This is part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Now, Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, of course, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, he always has fine antique and estate jewelry in stock, a great selection, different jewelry items. And maybe you are looking to surprise somebody who might be pent up with, a significant other, a loved one, that, hey, get them a gift. Or if you're looking to sell jewelry that you never use, and that's what I would encourage. If you have jewelry that you never wear, you never use, and you almost always forget about until, say, you hear an ad like this, why not give Troop Booth a call at 260-0066? Because of this current crisis and more restrictions and people not getting out as much, Troop Booth is only doing, whether you're buying or selling, by appointment. So whether you're looking to buy jewelry at Heirloom Jewelers or sell jewelry to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, you need to call that number and set up an appointment with Troop. 260-0066. Again, that number, 260-0066. The selling process is simple. Once you make that appointment, meet Troop over at 6948 Vaughn Road. It's a location for Heirloom Jewelers. And if you agree on a value right then and there, based on what you bring in, you get paid right then and there. And, of course, you know how buying jewelry works as well. Troop Booth, great sponsor here. Give them a call. Go buy something a little extra if you have that at your disposal, or make a little money if you have jewelry laying around that you never use and don't mind parting with. Again, that number, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. A great local business doing their part here in the community. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, as people like our callers here recently are trying to figure out their own situations, and it's just tragic all around. There's so many stories out there. I feel like either out of misguided values or maybe something worse, there are politicians seizing on the situation. For instance, I saw this yesterday and I just started shaking my head. This is Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. He's a Democrat. Here's the tweet he put out yesterday morning. On a conference call with healthcare leaders this morning, organized by Amy Klobuchar, sentiment was unanimous that the medical equipment supply chain needs to be nationalized immediately. Really? Most of the slowdowns here have been at the government level. And we're now seeing business be very creative in trying to meet the need. We should have been responding earlier, but your answer is now to have the government completely nationalize the supply chain? In my humble opinion, that's only going to make the situation worse. Especially when private companies actually want to help. It's the government who's standing in the way with their rules and regs. Never let a crisis go to waste. So let's go to the phones. 272-9228. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I just wanted to call and say good morning. But
good morning.
It sounds like it's just like Obamacare was forced down our throats. It sounds like they're trying to backdoor in nationalized medicine. First time I heard that, my antenna went up. But, anyways, I'm riding around Troy taking care of some errands, and the rumor mill is going strong. And saying there's two people now, a student and a professor over at Troy. I don't know if there's any truth to that. It's probably, gossip is gossip.
Right.
But I feel good.
I'm feeling
well. Yeah, man, I had a rough week last week.
Are you washing your hands?
Yes, sir. I wasn't even paranoid until... I spent last week up in Montgomery, and just something about the city. Did you hear about the Navy? They had a few people come up positive on the ship.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen there. That's going to be for a sailor. Oh, they'll be like 2 weeks in port. You know, probably just be sick a little bit. Oh, they, you know. Anyways, let me get off here. But I hope you have a good day, man.
You too. Thank you, Sam. And folks, I mean it, a good thing, and I don't mean this to be make light of it, but you know what I mean by take a deep breath. You might have a little trouble if you have shortness of breath, but take a moment, take a beat, relax. Even in a tough situation, it's good to just take a step back, call somebody you love that you know you can talk to, talk through the situation. Most of us do our thinking by talking, and I'm welcome to take that call here, too, at 272-9228. But, you know, some things people don't want to share publicly. If you're going through something, reach out to somebody you know, actually have a good conversation, and that might help you in your thinking. It is going to be tough for many of us out there. It's just a matter of getting through it, and we will get through it. Again, there are a lot of companies, a lot of people, and even the government seems to be understanding that this is unprecedented, and we don't want people to fall through the cracks. 272-9228, let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jan.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I did hear the anonymous phone call earlier.
Yes.
And I had a similar story with a coworker of mine that might help him. I don't know. I thought I'd call him and give the information. The plant I work for, one of the girls there had some symptoms like the coronavirus, and they sent her home, and they told her she had to be tested before she could come back to the facility. Well, she called her doctor, and they said that they wouldn't even let her in the building if she had coronavirus symptoms. And so she made all these phone calls and called around and couldn't find, and then she finally found that number that he was talking about that you call, and they told her she did not qualify to take the test. So she was getting desperate. I know they say not to go to the hospitals, but she went to Baptist East, and they did test her.
Okay.
She went to the emergency room, and they took her in, and they tested her and everything, and they told her she'd get the results in 24 to 48 hours. She actually got them in less than that. The next morning, she was able to call our boss and let him know that she actually tested negative. She had the flu. She tested negative for the coronavirus. Okay. But they did test her there.
Well, and that's what's, it's almost like a sigh of relief, but hey, you're dealing with influenza now. It's just...
Right. I mean, I would rather have the flu than the coronavirus, I believe.
Yes.
But they did test her, and so she was able to let our company know, and you know, what was going on and everything. Just like this guy, he needs that information. I know they say don't go to the hospitals, but she did out of desperation, and they did test her. Because it's kind of, you know, they got the test out there, and they're telling people, you know, they only are testing people that are qualified, and I think they're looking at, like, older people with underlying, and I understand that, but they're not thinking about the fact that these big companies, like where I work at, if somebody's showing these symptoms, they're not going to let you back in the building until you've been tested because they don't want to infect everybody else.
Well, and ideally, if you're sick, you should stay home.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, and I understand their concerns. They're trying to reserve resources right now for those folks who are most vulnerable. It's just a menu of terrible choices right now.
Right. It's just frustrating when you feel like you can't get any help.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I feel really bad for the guy, but I was hoping that that might help him some, maybe.
If it comes to that, maybe he does need to go to the ER. But I would say if he doesn't feel too terrible, he needs to communicate with the company, talk about how they didn't get the testing, and then obviously reach out to a sponsor.
Right, of course.
And get through this. I think the financial concerns, though, it is a point of pride for him and a lot of folks.
Of course. A lot of people are paycheck to paycheck. People are worried.
Yes, ma'am.
But like you said, we got to keep our heads straight, take a deep breath, be calm, and don't panic and freak out. Just try to think logically and take the next steps that you can to get through this.
Right. Absolutely. I appreciate you sharing your story, your coworker's story.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and y'all have a great day.
You too. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. This is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
I just had a little information, and some people might think this is real simplistic, but I heard Bill Hemmer talk about it earlier in the week, and somebody had already told me about it, and I just didn't think anything about it. And I've always kind of been a Lysol freak. On the back of a can of Lysol, it says it kills a human coronavirus.
Right.
So I thought, it's worth spraying it around your sinks, on your doorknobs, around your tub, or, you know, we don't have anybody that comes to our house, but, you know, it's $5 a can, and, you know, if it does, you know, that may be a good thing.
Right,
I wouldn't think they could print something, a company like that could print something that...
And this is the novel coronavirus, but coronaviruses has been around for a while, and yes, it does. Lysol does a pretty darn good job, as well as disinfectant wipes that are out there, yeah, different brands. Just don't try to use the Lysol as a breath freshener, Lori.
Oh, no, 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 Joey, I'm not doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
But, yeah, no, you can mix a percentage of bleach with a percentage of water, you know, and put it in a spray bottle. Use that and make your own if you, you know, don't want to go out and buy a bunch of stuff. You know, most women keep a gallon of bleach, or I do, but for laundry. But I just thought it might be something that you'd want to know. But I have somebody close that has been tested, and they said LabCorp is like 5 days behind. So he's still waiting, and I'm anxious, and it's hard.
It is.
I feel my heart goes out to that young man that called earlier, and tell him I will say a prayer for him tonight along with everybody else I've been praying for.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, Joey. Have a good one.
You too. You know, Lori just said most women always have like a bleach on them. I guess I have a well-developed feminine side because I have bleach myself. Anyway, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heater. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson's put together a heck of a team. I know on first-hand basis from working so much with Eddie Bader, but the whole team over there at the Goodson Group are being led by a guy with a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Yes, Bo Goodson has over four decades of experience helping buyers and sellers here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas in the real estate market. And at the Goodson Group, they not only can help you with buying and selling your property, but they have management services. So if you don't want to do the landlord duties or be on the hook for those sorts of things or have to even find tenants, the Goodson Group can help you out there. I know that on a first-hand basis. They're great at that job. The Goodson Group is also home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. They're still signing people up for the coming months, so take advantage of that. Whether you're looking to become a real estate agent and take the test or just looking to become a more knowledgeable player in the real estate market here in the River Region, the Goodson Group's Bo Goodson Real Estate School is one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state. So check out the Goodson Group today online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them today at 551-0225, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson and the whole team at the Goodson Group for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cecil. Hey, Cecil, how are you this morning?
Hey, Joey, doing great, buddy. By the way, you're doing a really good job with the show of the people that are reaching out to you. You're doing great, and I really appreciate you. Just wanted to share with you that anonymous call earlier, and you said to him to need to have a conversation with people, and that was a big deal. Real close friend of mine does not live in this state. That's temporarily out of work and reached out to the owner of the apartment buildings that he's in. And they told him if he could just try to cover his utilities, that they would not worry about the rent at this time.
Right.
Until he was back at work. So if he'll reach out to people, I mean, the vast majority of people around here that can help will help and are glad to help. And of course, you have those that will try to take advantage of it, but just reach out to people. People will help you. People that can will help.
Amen. It just takes a matter of doing that one step of reaching out.
That's right. Sometimes it's hard to humble yourself and ask for help, but you can get it, I guarantee you.
Yes, sir.
That was all I had to say, buddy.
I appreciate it, Cecil. I really do.
Have a good day.
You too. And apparently Rosie, y'all know Rosie. She's out there, I guess, doing something today. I don't know. Maybe at home. Maybe sequestered at home playing with the cats. She really does have a lot of cats. They're great. They're adorable. She texted me and saying that you do have a well-developed feminine side. You listen. Oh, Lord. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, this hour, this part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. As I mentioned earlier, it's C.C. Cole's birthday. He's 90 years young today. Happy birthday, C.C. Thank you for creating this business you have created. You, your whole family, they do a fantastic job here through Cole Plumbing at 279-8919 of offering high-quality, swift plumbing services for folks in need here in the River Region. And y'all over at Cole Plumbing, you know, folks, they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to come in and fix most of your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort. So they don't have to dig up a big hole in your yard or tear out all that drywall. They can usually fix the problem. Industry-leading technologies with minimal discomfort. So give them a call today, 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business over at Cole Plumbing. And, hey, while you're at it, if you're at home and you've got the money, ask them about their tankless water heaters. You can also check them out and get in touch with them or find out about more about Cole Plumbing and their services at coleplumbing.com. Been doing this since 1977. They're homeowners themselves. They understand when you got a plumbing problem, you got a plumbing problem. So they are on top of it. Remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. And, hey, if you call today, be sure to wish CeCe Cole a happy 90th birthday. 272-9228, 272-9228. You know, when you hear about the personal problems, the personal level, the individual level that people are going through, with so many folks out of work and companies themselves trying to figure this out, healthcare workers trying to figure this out, government leaders trying to figure this out, and it's just, like I said earlier, a menu of bad choices. It makes some of the usual problems we bitch and moan about seem a bit smaller. So let's remember these times. It's sad in a way, it's tragic in a way that it takes events like this to remind Americans how we can come together and solve our problems, at least help one another through problems. Laughter's great for helping you through the day. Also prayer. Laughter and faith is a good combination. The news broke today, and this is what I mean by so many in the same boat. 3.28 million Americans filed for unemployment. That's more than four times the previous record set in 1982. Wow. A jobless claims record hit. The House needs to pass that bill. This is unprecedented times. It seems like the financial markets like the trend, though. It's up still 1,000 points today, just shy of 5%. Yeah, 5%. We're about to hit that number, 5%, at 22,000, over 22,000 on the Dow. Psychologically, that's a lot better, but hopefully we'll continue to slog through this, trudge through this. We're still, I think, in the fog of war. There's not enough information, and that's what's troubling so many folks at so many different levels. But we will get through this. Maybe it won't be by Easter, but as Trump said, wouldn't it be beautiful if it was by Easter? 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. More news and views when we come back.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Coming up on the noon hour, Dan Moore Show will be starting here in about 7.5 shopping minutes. Before we go to Dan and change over here, I want to share with you a short article today from Judge Andrew Napolitano. It's a good reminder. Everybody is rightfully worried about what's going on in the current situation. Anxiety, fear. And a lot of the anxiety and fear isn't just the idea of catching a disease, but it's more like, how do I make ends meet? Where's the money coming from? Can I keep my sanity in the midst of this? I do worry about people with, you know, substance abuse problems, addictions. We all have them. Or other psychological challenges out there. And I think the longer this goes on, the more difficult those particular situations become. So we will see what's coming up, and I think we'll be announcing something. The governor will be here this afternoon about schools for the rest of the year. We'll have to stay tuned for that. An anonymous source is giving me that. But here's Judge Napolitano writes today, "Beware a government of fear." It starts off with a famous quote. "Those who would give up essential liberty, to purchase a little temporary safety, deserve neither liberty nor safety." And this is, of course, Benjamin Franklin. Judge Napolitano writes, quote, "One of my Fox colleagues recently sent me an email attachment of a painting of the framers signing the Constitution of the United States. Except in this version, George Washington, who presided at the Constitutional Convention, looks at James Madison, who was really the mind, the writer, the documenter of the convention. But Washington looks to Madison and says in this meme, 'None of this counts if people get sick, right?' In these days of state governors issuing daily decrees purporting to criminalize the exercise of our personal freedoms, the words put in Washington's mouth are only mildly amusing. Had Washington actually asked such a question, Madison, of all people, would have likely responded, 'No. This document protects our natural rights at all times and under all circumstances.' It is easy, 233 years later," writes Judge Andrew Napolitano, "to offer that hypothetical response, particularly since the Supreme Court has done so already, when, as readers of this column will recall, Abraham Lincoln suspended the constitutional guaranteed writ of habeas corpus, the right to be brought before a judge upon arrest, only to be rebuked by the Supreme Court." The famous line above by Benjamin Franklin, though, uttered in a 1755 dispute between the Pennsylvania legislature and the state governors over taxes, nevertheless provokes a truism, namely, that since our rights come from our humanity, from God, not from the government, foolish people can only sacrifice their own freedoms, not the freedoms of others. Thus, freedom can only be taken away when the government proves fault at a jury trial. This protection is called procedural due process, and it, too, is guaranteed in the Constitution. Of what value is a constitutional guarantee if it can be violated when people become sick or when there is other sort of national crisis? If it can, it is not a guarantee, it is a fraud. Stated differently, a constitutional guarantee is only as valuable and reliable as is the fidelity to the Constitution of those in whose hands we have reposed it for safekeeping. Because the folks in government, with very few exceptions, suffer from what St. Augustine called libido dominandi, the lust to dominate, When they are confronted with the age-old clash of personal liberty versus government force, they will nearly always come down on the side of force. How do they get away with this? By scaring the daylights out of us. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, writes Judge Andrew Napolitano, but though our ancestors saw this in every generation. In America today, we have a government of fear. Machiavelli offered that men obey better when they fear you than when they love you. Sadly, he was right, and the government in America knows this. But Madison knew this as well when he wrote the Constitution, and he knew it 4 years later when he wrote the Bill of Rights. He intentionally employed language to warn those who lust to dominate that however they employ governmental powers, the Constitution is in fact the supreme law of the land, and all government behavior in America is subject to it. Even if the legislature of the state of New York ordered, as my friend Governor Andrew Cuomo, who as governor cannot write laws that incur criminal punishment, has ordered, it would be invalid as prohibited by the Constitution. This is not a novel or an arcane argument. This is fundamental American law. Yet it is being violated right before our eyes by the very human beings we have elected to uphold it. And each of them, every governor interfering with the freedom to make one's own choices, has taken an express oath to comply with the Constitution. You want to bring the family to visit grandma? You want to engage in mutually beneficial, totally voluntary commercial transaction? You want to go to work? You want to celebrate mass? These are now prohibited in one-third of the United States. I tried and failed, writes Judge Andrew Napolitano, to find mass last Sunday. When did the Catholic Church become an agent of the state? How about an outdoor mass? What is the nature of freedom? It is an unassailable natural claim against all others, including the government. Stated differently, it is your unconditional right to think as you wish, to say what you think, to publish what you say, to associate with whomever wishes to be with you, no matter their number, to worship or not, to defend yourself, to own and use property as you see fit, to travel where you wish, to purchase from a willing seller, to be left alone, and to do all of this without a government permission slip. What is the nature of government? It is a negation of freedom, it is monopoly on force in a designated geographic area. When elected officials fear their base is slipping, they will feel the need to do something, anything, that will let them claim to be enhancing safety. Trampling liberty works for that odious purpose. Hence a decree commanding obedience, promising safety, and threatening punishment. These decrees, issued by those who have no legal authority to issue them, enforced by police who hate what they are being made to do, destructive of the freedoms that our forebears shed, oceans of blood to preserve, and crushing economic prosperity by violating the laws of supply and demand, should all be rejected by an outraged populace and challenged in court. These challenges are best filed in federal courts, where those who have trampled our liberties will get no special quarter. I can tell you, writes Judge Andrew Napolitano, from my prior life as a judge, that most state governors fear nothing more than an intellectually honest, personally courageous, constitutionally faithful federal judge. Fight fear with fear. Something to think about as we are going through these tragic, very difficult times. Remember the Constitution. Remember the presumption of